Among other things, the new bill would streamline the FDA's authority to order a mandatory recall if voluntary recalls don't happen soon enough. That change in itself is expected to speed up the recall process. But Casey Langan with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says what happens if the wrong food is banned and producers start to lose money. Langan says, for example, when tomatoes were pulled off the shelves in 2008 due to a salmonella scare, the real culprit was later found to be peppers.
For 5 weeks, tomatoes sat rotting on the vine from Arkansas, the Carolinas. This is something we don't want to see happen to the number of products that we grow here in Wisconsin. And we're a pretty agriculturally diverse state. We don't just have milk and corn here.
Langan says the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, along with the American Farm Bureau, say producers should be compensated if their produce is mistakenly banned. Chris Whitty grows around 80 acres of produce near Cedarburg. He says growing food comes with risks, and it shouldn't be the government's job to bail producers out, even if the food they raise was mistakenly banned.
Insurance, I mean, something to back him up that way, but I don't think anybody should be paid because there was a scare, because it happens all the time. Beef industry has it. Everyone.
Woody says an E. coli spinach scare in California in 2006 raised concerns among his customers, but they continued to buy spinach from him. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.